Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
And good afternoon, inspired listeners. Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. This is going to be a fun show today. I always look forward to open phone lines because it means we get to interact with you. Today, this hour is all about you, whatever you'd like to talk about, whatever questions you have for Mark or myself, be it things that you want us to comment on, topics you want us to talk about, or questions that you have for us that you want us to take a look at for reading-wise. We're doing that today, too, and that's always fun. So you can call us live today and every week at 202-570-7057, or you can send them through our Facebook page, which Mark and I will be checking. And Mark is going to be going live on Facebook here pretty soon, so you can interact with us in that way as well. This is going to be an hour of fun. If you'd like to learn more about the work that I'm doing in Richmond, Virginia, or also in LA when I'm there, still my home base, you can find me at lovefirst.info, lovefirst.info. And certainly, if there's anything that I can do to support you in the way of readings, energy healings, or hypnosis, I'd love to work with you. As I mentioned last week, the latest video that I did on YouTube covers the topics of unity consciousness, taking responsibility, transcending, and dissolving separation. This Sunday, I am so excited. I'm going to be on a podcast by a gentleman by the name of Steve Noble. His practice is called the Soul Matrix, and he's based in the UK. He does fabulous work. And his work is really all about energy healers, light workers, star seeds, anybody who's going through ascension, global awakening, all of those really important topics taking place in our world today. He covers, and I am going to be talking to him about the higher self aspect of you and me and all of us collectively, and also be doing the meditation to connect with that aspect of you. So I'm really, really excited about that. If you would like to interact with us on social media, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, who is my co-host, our co-host, is going to walk you through all the different ways in which you can connect with us. Mark, how are you doing out there?
I am doing fantastic. Hi, Kim. How are you? Hello to our inspired listeners. I have Facebook Live already geared up, ready to go live here in just a few minutes as we get into the opening of the show. But like what Kim was saying, you're absolutely correct. We have a bunch of social media outlets where you can follow us and take part in the weekly journey that we have for Inspired Living Radio when we go live every Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And you can follow us on Facebook. That's our main page, Inspired Living Radio. If you want to join right now, if you're catching the live version of this show, head over to Facebook, ask to become one of our inspired listeners. We have a global audience all around the world. And at last count, Kim, I was looking at our Facebook page. We have 1,193 members. And I remember when we started with just two, you and I. Now we're up to almost 1,200 inspired listeners. Isn't that just crazy?
1,200, that's right.
1,200, yes. But on our way to 2,000, and that's globally. Yeah,
yes,
so
I love it.
If you join our Facebook page, we also have a map at the very top of the page. Make sure to click on that map. You can put a little dot of where you're located in the world so we can actually see an interactive map of all of our Inspired listeners. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram under the handle Inspired4Us. That is the number four, Inspired4Us. We're also on Google Plus communities under Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. You can catch any of our Encore shows that will run throughout the rest of this week. You can find the Encore shows. It will then stream to podcast on YouTube, marklanehart.com, SoundCloud, lovefirst.info, Podbean, and iTunes. Those are all the outlets for where our three seasons of Inspired Living Radio have been. And it's really hard to imagine that we've been doing this for 3 years. I don't know where the time is going. But we like to say, you are the inspired and the inspiration. That is our tagline, and that's what this show is for today. Like Kim said, I'm going to get ready to do Facebook Live, so I'm going to be interacting on the air. Kim's going to be taking questions as well through our phone lines. If you want to call into the show, again, this show is dedicated to you, the inspired listener. So if you have a question about, I don't know, like Kim was saying, higher ascension, Mercury retrograde, psychic reading, mediumship, your spiritual path, make sure to call into 1-202-570-7057. That is the Om Times Radio call-in line. And being that it is the 1st of August, I can't believe we're already into August, we have our positive affirmation for this month. And the positive affirmation is, I have the power to change my story. I choose what I become. And this month's Inspired Living Radio Positive Affirmation is sponsored by the affiliate awareness of Prime My Body from soil to oil and one of the best absorption rated nano enhanced hemp oils on the market, an all natural plant based supplement with no psychoactive highs, legal in all 50 states. From liquid hemp oil, hemp infused skin moisturizer, hemp protein superfood, or a simple liver detoxification system. Start achieving your health and wellness goals naturally from the leaves and rootstock of this amazing healing and ancient plant, hemp. Your health is your wealth. For more information, please visit awareness.primemybody.com. I can say I've been on this for about 5 months. I took a pump of the hemp oil before I went live on the air just to get a little bit more energy, a little bit more focus. It's amazing stuff. If you want to work with me directly here in the Pacific Northwest or Seattle, Washington, I'm available via video, phone, or in person here in my studio in West Seattle. Please visit marklanehart.com. Internet search the Intuitive Prospector for upcoming events, including Forest Friday hikes that are just around the corner. The next hike is just next Friday, actually, next Forest Friday. And I would love to work with you and do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual goal. And with that, Kim, I'm going to turn the airwaves back over to you. I'm going to get ready to go on Facebook Live. We're going to be streaming through the Inspired Living Radio Facebook page. If you have a question, please call in on our phone lines or post your question live on the Facebook page. And let's go, Kim. Let's have a good time. Let's see what our inspired listeners are up to. See if anybody wants to interact with us for the next hour. And if not, then we'll just have a nice spiritual chat like we always do.
That's right, Mark. And you know what? I absolutely love our inspired affirmation for this month because that is absolutely true. We can change our story. In fact, do we even want a story? That just seems so limiting, right? We can be expansive and just allow only the highest of things to come forward for us. And we
move with that.
Yeah, we move with that. So, I really like that. The other thing I was noticing on our Facebook page today is the post that you did yesterday. Oh, my goodness, Mark. Okay, you posted yesterday at 1:11 p.m. I don't even know if you realized that.
I did not. The synchronicity of posting, I guess.
There you go. Well, so it's nice to recognize that you were totally in sync yesterday. Okay. But I like what you have to say here. Give yourself time because it's very interesting. And it's just, it's got this beautiful picture of this, you know, the cocoon and the butterfly emerging. And it's interesting because I was in meditation today and that was one of the messages that came through for me too. The archangels is to be patient. And then I'm seeing this posting from yesterday that I missed. And I'm like, oh, wow, boy, that's a double reinforcement here. So it's true. We need
Love
to
it.
Be patient with ourselves, right?
That's right. Yeah, one day at a time, being in the present moment, you know, because a lot of times our memories make our past real, our imagination makes our future real, and neither one is real, the past or the future. So it's finding the magic in the moment and be patient with yourself.
Yeah, being patient with yourself. And sometimes, you know, the human side of us, that aspect of us wants things to happen now. We don't have patience. And we want things now. We want things fast. We want things quick. We want things easy. We want all those things. And we all know that's not what the journey's about here. It's the process. But even, you know, one of the things that sometimes we can feel frustrated with is when we feel like nothing is happening, that everything stays the same. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, Mark, are you live now? Have you gone live on Facebook?
I am going live right now. So the phone lines are open. I'm on Facebook Live right now. So you keep talking away, and I'm going to mute my mic so I can say hello to our Facebook audience.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm going to keep talking. Mark's going to interact with you live on Facebook. But the reason why I'm bringing that up is I came across this inner frustration myself recently in the last, I'd say, month. It was about a month ago now, where I felt like every morning I was waking up and it was like the same thing. Usually, you know, we do a lot of work in our sleep. We're doing a lot of clearing. We're doing a lot of learning, all these things. And so normally when I wake up in the mornings, I'm feeling like it's a brand new day. Whoa, yay, everything's new. And anything that was troubling from before is now gone. That's typically the way it works for me because of the work it is that we do in our sleep. But I came across a set of, actually this happened for a couple of weeks where I was like, wow, what is going on? I was doing my own clearing inside. I was working through a lot of stuff within me. But then I got up in the morning, it just felt kind of blah, just kind of felt blah. Now, I was going through my own template rewrite, which is a whole nother topic in and of itself. But the reason why I'm bringing that up is because even when we think nothing is happening or nothing is moving forward or everything is the same, that is not correct. That's not true. Because the universe is in constant flow and we are a part of the universe and the universe is a part of us, which means we are moving too, even when we think things are staying the same. And if you go back. Now, I work with a teacher whose work I follow very closely, and I was talking to her about this. Lisa Transcendence Brown, we've had her on our show and stuff. But and I was saying, no, gosh, it was so strange. I just felt like nothing was changing day in and day out, which is different than how it is I normally feel. I just, well, close your eyes and go back to that time. And look back at it from a different angle now, because some time has gone by. What do you see? And that was a really powerful experience for me. What did I see? Well, I saw that in fact was not accurate at all. That was not correct. It was not true. When I went back and I looked at it after some time had passed, I could see that things were still in constant motion. It was just a feeling I had within me, which is oftentimes what happens when you go through a template rewrite, which I think I'm going to be doing a video on. But it's just basically a clearing process. So anyways, I just want to share my experience with you. And if you feel like that's like if you're going through a challenging time, I really like that exercise that she worked with me on where she said, close your eyes. And now tell me what is it that you see. So close your eyes and see what it is you see about that situation. Because when you close your eyes, you stop the chatter of your mind, and then your heart can come forth, which is where the truth resides. So hopefully that helps you out there. It certainly helped me out, and it reminded me that we're never, ever stuck, even though sometimes we're feeling like that. We're in constant flux and movement and flow, and all those things are happening. Sometimes we just need to get through that time, and when we look back at it, we feel, yeah, that's true. Mark, are you there? Oh, you sure are. My goodness, you are just going there live.
Yeah, you know, Kim, I'm kind of doing it. I'm doing two things. I'm live on Facebook Live right now. We just shared out to a few pages for those that want to interact with us on the Facebook page. And we're live on the air, so if folks want to call in, I just gave out that number. Again, the number to call is 202-570-7057. I heard you talking about Lisa Transcendence Brown. That was a fun show that we did. We had a lot of callers for that show.
Yeah, oh yeah, because she said he's following her work. It's just magnificent. But I was just sharing how, you know, when we talk about patience and we think that nothing's happening sometimes in our lives, you know, why isn't this happening, or how come things just always feel the same? And she went through just a helpful exercise with me that helped me see for myself that, in fact, is not true. And where things, the universe is always in flow, which we know, but when we're going through it and, you know, we're frustrated within ourselves, we forget these things sometimes. In fact, I've had some situations come up recently with clients where it's, you know, this is what you're sharing, all information that you can see sometimes clearly for someone else. And then when you go through it yourself, it's like somehow you forget. You forget for yourself, right? You need to be reminded sometimes, even when you're teaching this stuff or sharing this stuff or working with other people. It's the same exact thing. When you go through it, sometimes your mind goes blank.
Yeah, it sure does. I'm watching our Facebook page. We have a couple inspired listeners that are interacting with us right now on Facebook, so just giving them a shout out. No questions yet, but let's continue the conversation, Kim. And perfect timing for the break. So we're going to go to break. We'll be back here in 2 minutes. This is the Open Phone Line Show of Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. Come back, hang out with us, call in, post a question on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First's services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee, and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And today is all about you, the listener. It always is, but this day is dedicated to whatever it is you'd like to talk about, and also any questions that you may have for us in the way of a reading. Mark and I are doing that. So, Mark, are you? How's everything going on Facebook Live?
Hi, Kim. It's going good. We've got a few people that are hanging out with us here. We've got a question that I thought would be interesting as a discussion to bring to air. This is from one of our inspired listeners, Kathy. I'm not sure where Kathy is from, but she had posted on the Facebook Live page about out-of-body experiences. So we're taking your calls, we're taking your questions, we're having spiritual conversations. So I thought it'd be kind of interesting to focus on her question about body experiences, out-of-body experiences. I have personally had an out-of-body experience, and it's when I had my near-death experience. Kim, have you had an out-of-body experience?
No, you know, I really haven't. I mean, my consciousness has definitely been in different dimensions, mm-hmm. But not, I wouldn't say, you know, an out-of-body experience where I'm floating above my body and I can see my body in that way. I don't think so, no. No. How about you? So you have.
I have, when I had my first, or my second near-death experience, that was kind of an out-of-body experience because I felt myself going up as I was in a river accident and got pinned underwater. And I felt myself actually lifting up away from my body as I could look down on myself. So I would classify that as an out-of-body experience. Kathy had asked, I've had a couple about 15 years ago, but not any of the last 15 years. And she's been doing a lot of meditations this last month, each night for at least an hour, and she's not getting anything. So she wants to know, am I trying too hard? And for me, a lot of times when we set the intent, energy follows intent. So you keep trying, and there's a lot of patience and daily, you know, dedication to sitting in that power to have that out-of-body experience. What would you say for the inspired listeners, Kim?
So she wants to know, she's been doing meditations on this the last month each night for at least 1 hour, but no, so she's wanting to have more out-of-body experiences.
Yeah, she wants more out-of-body experiences.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. So let's see. Oh, okay. All right. Well, what's coming through for Kathy is that her mind is too involved here in this process. So she's got to relax her mind and allow things to unfold the way that, you know, she's wanting to experience. So I'm just getting that her mind is pretty active. She's really focused on it because she really wants it. And so in that way, it's not allowing her to, let's say, relax as much as she could and just allow the process to happen. So that's the one thing, practice allowing. Mm-hmm. So Mark, now I'm watching you on Facebook Live and you're talking, but I think there's a little bit of a delay. So that's what I would say. And certainly if anything else comes up in regard to that, I will add to that message as well. Because it's not a mental thing. It's not a mental thing. We can't kind of wish it with our mind. Oh, okay, here's what I want to share to that. Now, earlier I said why my consciousness is expanded into different dimensions before. So I'm going to share an example, which is, I feel like might have some parallels, okay? So and this is something I was going to do a video on before too, on as well too, I should say. I was in the nursery. Okay, and it was just filled with all these beautiful living plants that were just healthy and alive and vibrant in color. And the energy, could feel the energy in this nursery. And I must have been just so at peace and just joy within myself in this space, because anytime you're around nature and living, you know, plants and stuff, that does a lot for us. And I was admiring these hydrangea flowers. And the next thing I knew, I was in a different part of the nursery. And I was totally discombobulated. I didn't know where I was. I thought I was in the back of the nursery, but in fact, it turned out I was in the front of the nursery. And I actually didn't know how I got from the hydrangeas to a different place in the nursery. It was like a period of time where I'm not sure what happened. Okay. Now, a lot of people might say, oh, my gosh, you know, you better go get that checked out. There's nothing I need to check out. What happened was my consciousness expanded so much because I wasn't worried about anything. I wasn't thinking about anything. I was just being in this total state of joy and bliss, really, being surrounded by all of these plants. There really wasn't anybody in the nursery, so it wasn't like I was, distracted by other people or noises. It was quiet, and I was in this environment where I just let go. And that's what happens when your consciousness expands and you're in another dimension, and you're not sure how you got from one place to another. So I want to say that I feel like there are some similarities there in an out-of-body experience. You've got to just completely let go. I wasn't wishing that into being. In fact, I was kind of tripped out when that happened, to be honest. It's like, whoa, what in the world just happened? That had never happened to me. But that's what that was. And I'd imagine that an out-of-body experience would be the same way, where you're floating above and you see your body. You know, in that way, I feel like there are similarities. You can't wish that into being. You got to just allow it, get out of your head. Find a way to relax so completely that you just allow. So that's what I'll share with the audience.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff, Kim. I was just saying to Kathy, too, on Facebook Live, we were broadcasting through Facebook just to see if there's any questions. So thank you for your input, Kathy. We always appreciate interacting with our Inspired Listening audience. And I was just telling her, it reminded me of the quote from Rumi, and I use this all the time, about the more silent and still that we become, the more we can actually hear. And I feel if your intent is to have more of that body, out-of-body experience, sitting in stillness, because, you know, when you're moving, that instills consciousness, that invokes thought. And the more still you are and the more silent you are, the more you can actually hear. And the other thing that comes to mind for maybe an out-of-body experience for our listening audience, have you ever done the float pods, where you actually float in the pods that are they're real heavy with salt, and you float for like an hour in pure darkness? Have you ever done that?
I haven't done that, but I know there's a place that's right around the corner for me that's it's one of those. I don't know if it's salt water, but it's, you're like in a big kind of tub thing, right, where you're floating in water.
Yeah, it's a pod. Yeah, and so what they do is they put a whole bunch of Epsom salt, because it gives you that floating. The more Epsom salt, kind of like if you were in the Dead Sea, you actually can float in the Dead Sea. And so I did it. I've done it once. And I was actually, when I came out of it, I was actually pretty disoriented. I don't know if I would call that an out-of-body experience, but my body was definitely for an hour and a half just sitting in the dark floating. And you can turn a light on too. It doesn't have to be in the dark, but I wanted the full experience. And I had a hard time walking for about 5 minutes, almost like I'm coming from space. So I guess that would maybe count as an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, it's I think there are just definitely some similarities there for sure, and different ways to achieve different experiences, right? Or say similar ways to achieve different experiences, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. So we've got some comments here. Kathy was with us. Raul, oh my goodness, Raul, where have you been? It's been forever.
Yeah, we haven't seen him. And it was funny because he said Ola kids, and I was right before he said that. I said I got a Facebook notice, and I said, oh, I've got a Facebook notice, kids, and we almost said kids at the exact same time, so I thought that was cool. So giving a shout out to Raul, good to see you back, my friend.
Yes, and as I look at the time, it's 3:33. Very nice.
Triple threes. So what would that mean for you? Let's talk about that. What are the numbers? I think, you know, I work as a numerologist. So what when you see the three or for our inspired listeners that are listening, some may be having that same experience. 111, 333, 444. What does 333 mean for you?
Well, you know, I always look it up. I always look the numbers because I don't work with them enough to have all the numbers memorized, although fours always mean, you know, represent the angelic realm for me. Three feels mm-hmm. like divinely inspired to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but I always look up the numbers. I always look it up. What is three from a numerology standpoint, Mark?
Yeah, so from a numerology standpoint, the three is reflective of the self-expressive creative. So if you're seeing a three times three, it's also about balance. It's about a reminder of mind, body, and spirit, but it's also reminding you to get into your self-expression. So when you see this, and it's a reminder for our listeners, if you're seeing 333, just like Kim just had noticed, it caught her attention. This is about expressing. This is about discovering your creative gifts in your life. I would say that we're being very expressive right now, being that we're live on the air. Just was doing a Facebook Live with our inspired listening audience. That's pretty expressive, I would say. So when you see it three times, it's really that reminder of really being expressive and creative, and really get into any kind of extra effort to achieve any kind of mental, emotional, physical, and financial stability. Threes are also the gift of gab. So that's kind of what we're doing today. I know you said you have a podcast coming up that you're going to do. I'm getting off the air today, and I have to take a 30-minute drive over to the east side for a interview that's going to be streamed on a local AM radio station here, talking about, you know, what the intuitive prospector is. So I'm really going to have the gift of gab today. So I'm glad that you brought up the three, but that's what threes represent. And it's also about speaking your truth. So if you're seeing the threes a lot, it's about speaking your truth, your creative, your self-expressive, your higher self. That's what the threes mean.
Okay. All right. So that is, there is a divinity represented in there. Of course there is. But it's funny that you say speaking your truth, Mark, because boy, I have to do that today. I really have to speak up today. And that's not always the most comfortable thing for us to do, but it is a part of our own growth. And a lot of people that I work with, in fact, I was working with somebody today, we had to work on the throat area so that, to clear out the throat so that she would, you know, be more inclined to speak up for herself too. A lot of times we don't speak up for ourselves. We just accept what comes our way. And we're not supposed to do that, especially if it's not in alignment with things that represent integrity, truth, respect, being respectful. All those things are really important, and we have to require that for ourselves. That means we have to be that way for ourselves. So if we're not receiving that from the outside world, from somebody that's in our reality, then we have to speak up to bring everything into alignment again. So it was a very interesting experience that I had today, just in my own reality, that I had to speak up. Something felt off energetically, and rather than just go along with it and say, well, that's okay, you know how we make excuses for things, it's easier to do that. No, this is not about taking the easy way out. It's about stepping in to speaking our truth. So there you go.
Speaking your truth. And I would just remind listeners too, because we're in a very hot, intense Mercury retrograde right now. From a zodiac sign, we've moved into the house of Leo, which can be a very expressive, dramatic, self-criticizing type of communication. And once Mercury goes into retrograde, Mercury really takes a vacation. So communications can really break down for the next 3 weeks. So we're going to be into this now that we're in August. We'll be into this till about August 18th is when that retrograde you know, nothing to be fearful of. Retrograde comes three times a year throughout the calendar year, but it's just be mindful of, be expressive and creative, but think before you speak as well, because the communications which Mercury rules can be impacted by too much communications, not enough communications. People tend to be more frustrated, a little bit less patient, but communication is definitely of note during Mercury retrograde.
Well, yeah, we're already experiencing that a little bit here. And it's funny that you say it comes up only three times a year. Are you kidding me? I feel like every time I turn around, there's a Mercury retrograde.
I know. It just, well, it pairs with the full moon cycles, too. So this one is very intense because we had the full moon. I was actually doing a mediumship, public mediumship demonstration with a spirit artist on Friday, and it just so happened that that was the night of the lunar eclipse. Now, we didn't get to see it here in the Western Hemisphere. It was actually viewed more down in Australia and Asia part of the world, and it was the longest lunar eclipse. It was a blood moon, so it actually appears to be that blood moon, and it was the longest of the 21st century. So I think the totality was like 102 minutes. So there's a lot of energy, and I agree with you. We've had a lot of blood moons. We've had a full solar eclipse. We've had a full blue moon, and then you pair that with Mercury retrograde, and it just seems like we're in Mercury retrograde all the time.
Yeah, you know what's interesting though, Mark? Usually I feel like, oh gosh, here we go again. And it really, we're not supposed to look at it that way, but you know, there's all this energy out there floating around about be mindful of this, watch out for that. You know, we can't live, it's not about living in fear. And on that note, we are going to go to our next break here. And when we come back, we're going to be continuing on with our conversation. This is about you. So call in with your questions or send us a note and we'll bring it live to air.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Today is all about you, our inspired community here. We are dedicating this hour to anything it is that you would like to talk about. Any topics you want us to talk about, any questions you have for us. We are doing live readings as well. And here we go here. Mark is doing Facebook Live, so he's interacting with folks on Facebook, and I'm doing the main broadcast here. And so, Mark, how's it going? You've been kicked out, huh?
Yeah, I got in a little trouble for Facebook. If you share out to a few pages with too many links, I think it gets you this restricted. So I got restricted on Facebook, but you didn't know. Did have a couple people asking that the Facebook link had gone down. I'd ended the video because of the restriction. So we're just now streaming on the Inspired Living Radio page only. So for those that are listening to the live radio show, if you want to head over to the Facebook page Inspired Living Radio, please do so. Post your question there. I know that there was a few listeners that still had questions that they wanted to post. But all this technology stuff, right? This is another thing about Mercury retrograde that always – I've found this very fascinating. Being that I work – my background is in technology for my day job. And I've just seen it over the last three seasons of doing radio. It seems like every time we do a live radio show, it corresponds with Mercury retrograde, and we run into technology, connection issues, static. Today's connection is really good, which I appreciate. But, you know, it's just funny that I got flagged on Facebook for sharing out to a page, which I usually share out because it's a page that I manage. So I got in trouble for sharing out to my own page.
Well... there we go.
It's got to be
roll with it. Roll with
exactly.
So you know what I was thinking, Mark? This might be an interesting thing to think about for everybody here listening. It is August. We're more than halfway done through the year, believe it or not. And I'm just wondering how everybody's 2018 is going so far. What has this year meant to you, been for you? What kind of experience has this brought in for you? They're just curious as to where, you know, where people are with this new year. Well, we're not so new anymore, as we're, you know, three quarters of the way done, almost. For me, I guess I'll just share. If you'd like to share, call in, let us know. Share what you're going through, what you're experiencing. Any questions you have for us, we'd be happy to walk through it. But I remember when the new year was coming up, and I was thinking, wow, you know, I always get excited on the new year. Wow, what's this new year going to bring? And I remember checking in with my own guidance on that, and it was like, you know, last 2 years for me have been some pretty heavy-duty work that I've been doing within me, okay, clearing and understanding and integrating all this stuff. And I said, okay, well, now, you know, this year is going to be about you embodying all the things that you've learned. It's like, you know, it's like when you go to school, now you got to put pen to paper and work, do what it is you've learned. And so I thought, well, sure, okay, I can do that. That's fine. That's a nice message. We gotta apply what it is we've learned. But I have to tell you, this year has been really, really difficult on some levels, and on other levels, it's been absolutely beautiful. But I find it interesting. It's like you never know. You know, when your guidance shares things with you, they're not going to come in doom and gloom and beware, watch out. This is, you know, some of the most difficult times you're coming up against. Everything is very light and
Okay, so we have a question. Hey, Raul, thank you for your question. I'm putting my home on the market in a couple of weeks. Any hints about how long it's going to take? Okay, let's bring that live to air. Sorry, Kim, I thought I was on mute. I realize I'm not on mute.
That's okay.
The joys of managing Facebook Live and a live radio show all at the same time, so I apologize. Raul had a question. Looks like he's putting his house on the market in a couple of weeks. Great time to do it. Timing is always essence of putting your house on the market. And he's saying, any hits about how long it's going to take? So do you want to go first, or would you like me to go first?
I'll let you go first, Mark. I'm gonna sit here and tune in.
Okay. So for those that are participating with us on the Facebook Live, Kim has chosen to have me go first. So I'm going to just look at I'm just going to look into that question real quick, market in a couple of weeks. I'm actually feeling, Raul, if you can put it on the market now, by the time Mercury retrograde is over, which is August 18th, the timing is actually going to be in alignment. I don't know if your house is ready to be sold. Let us know where you're going. Are you staying in the Seattle area, just going to a new area, a whole new city, a whole new soul adventure, as I like to say. But I'm just feeling like there's a push to put it on the market during retrograde so that you can seal the contract after retrograde is over. Because I always recommend to my clients to not do big contracts, to not do things during retrograde. It's kind of that lay low, fly under the radar type of energy. But if you can put it on the market starting now, by the 18th, it feels like the alignment is going to be much better, because the 8 is coming up around you as well, Raul. So either 8 days, 8 weeks, but the 8 is coming up, which is also the infinity symbol. If you take the 8 and you turn it sideways, and 8 is also association in numerology as business. So if you can bump this up in versus a few weeks, the market's hot right now. The timing is hot right now in August. It's literally hot outside. That's going to prepare you for September. And September is a great month because it's also a 9 in numerology, which is a closing number. It's a closing of a cycle, a 9-year cycle in numerology. So it'd be a great time to close that up in September, close the deal, and move into your new home. So congratulations on moving into a new home or a new city. You have to let us know where you're going to be going, or if you're staying in the area. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Kim. So for Facebook Live folks that are participating, tune into the radio station right now. The link is in the description field. You can listen to us live on the air, and Kim is going to give her take. And I'm going to go back on mute, Kim, so I don't overtalk you.
Okay, no problem, Mark, no problem. So, Raul, when I tune in here, I see a month around you. So, like, from the time you place your property on the market, I feel like about a month, you'll be moving forward with a qualified buyer. And I feel like it's going to be pretty straightforward. There's not going to be a lot of, you know, questions around it or stress around it. It feels like it's a pretty solid offer or deal. I don't see, like, you know, multiple offers, and so there's a lot of energy around it. I feel like it's, you know, a qualified buyer comes in, and then it's like that's who you go with. It feels kind of straightforward in that way, which is nice. Goodness, because sometimes it can be kind of stressful selling things and the back and forth and, you know, people falling in and out of escrow, all that kind of stuff. I feel like it's pretty, pretty smooth, okay? And you're working closely with one qualified buyer, and everything feels like the ducks are in a row and stuff. So that's what I'm getting, which is interesting because Mark said 8, which would be around the 8-week mark, based on you putting it on the market in a couple of weeks and what I'm getting around time of, you know, finalizing sale. So, yeah, I just want to wish you the best of luck, too. That's always kind of an exciting, you know, anytime we're moving to a different place, selling property, it's change, and that can be an exciting process. So we're just sending you a lot of love and just the best of everything around this. Mark, back to you. Oh, we have a caller. Very good. Well, we're ready. Bring Paula on.
All right, a live caller.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Kim and Mark.
Hi, Paula.
Hello.
Hello, we are fantastic. How are you?
I have a question. So I'm committed to developing my spirituality this time around. So, but as a previous question before that came up, I'm having an issue with patience or maybe getting a little bit of my brain getting in the way of things because I don't feel I feel much going on, as Kim was also mentioning before. So I was wondering what do you see as far as feedback for me in the sense of I try to meditate, but then I don't really get anything truly back in the sense of what I'm my expectations are. So I was just seeing what kind of advice
okay,
you have
wait,
for me.
Okay, hold on one second, because, boy, you just said something really important. You said you meditate.
Yes, you did.
Asking questions, but you're not getting back what your expectations are. So elaborate on that. I feel like it's important for us to talk about in the next couple of minutes. We have to make it fast because we're running short on time here.
Right. As to feeling energy or to get connected to the universe, to the other side, so to speak, or people see colors, hear things. I feel stuff, but I don't per se. I don't know how to identify it yet, like energy.
What are you feeling? What are you feeling? Because feeling is a big thing, Paula. It's a clairsentience. That's a big way of connecting with spirit. So don't discount that. Everything is about energy. You got to learn how energy feels and how it is to work with energy. So don't blow that off as that's not of importance. That's very important. So explain what it is you mean by that.
For instance, I can feel other people's energies in the sense of I can go into a room and sense the energy of the room, or I can sense if a person's sad, upset, this, and that. But when I try to connect with spirit, I don't per se have any kind of quote-unquote hit, so to speak. So I don't know if I'm trying too hard, my brain, which I am quite a bit left brain as well. But,
okay, hold on one second, Paula. Hold on one second, because I feel like this is important for you. Okay, you're not valuing, and this is gonna, okay, this is very interesting, because we're talking about your spiritual development as it relates to connecting with spirit. However, what I'm about to say relates to all aspects of your life. You're not valuing you and how it is you receive energy and who it is you are and the way in which your spiritual development is unfolding. You see what I'm saying here? And that is translating too with how you're valuing yourself in other aspects of life. Okay, so clairsentience. Now, every person... we all came here with our own set of beautiful talents and gifts that we're here to share with the world and share with each other. That's what we call unity consciousness. But in order to do that, well, we got to value ourselves in the way in which we're going to share what's unique to us. Now, feeling you've seen as a weakness, that's coming through now. Okay, you've seen that aspect of you as a weakness, something that does not emanate strength. So for you, it's like you don't want to even, that's not important. I feel other people say, but that's not important. I want to connect in this way and that way. And the reason why you're not is because you have to value that aspect of you first. That's the lesson here that I'm getting on a spiritual level. You got to value that. That's a beautiful gift that you feel, okay? And that there's a very compassionate side because you feel what other people are feeling, and you feel a lot for yourself. That is not, you got to change how you're seeing that. That is not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of the beauty of who it is you are. Not a dualistic interpretation of that bad, good, weak, strong. No, it is what it is. It's a beautiful aspect of you. And that is probably the way in which spirit is going to work with you most. But they can't do it because you're discounting it. Is that making sense to you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we've got to be appreciative and grateful for that beautiful side of you, because there's a lot that you can do with clairsentience. There is a lot. That's one of the strongest ways that I work. Once you do that, once you acknowledge and are grateful and appreciative of that side of you, then your other abilities are going to unfold too. But that is a block. It's like you're trying to unfold the spiritual lessons and experience and stuff. But bypassing that aspect, that very special aspect of who you are, you can't bypass.
Right, because it's exhausting.
Yes, so you know exactly what it is I'm talking about here. All right, so love and embrace that side of you. There is a lot of beauty that comes from that side of you. I'm sorry we didn't even get to
have
Mark participate. Okay, you're welcome. Lots of love.
Oh my
gosh.
Love you both.
Thanks for calling, Paula.
Bye. Mark, I'm sorry.
No, that was awesome. It's a time warp. I can't believe the hour is over. Wow.
No.
Thank you to our Inspired listeners for calling in and typing questions.
Yes, and we'll see you next week. Lots of love to everyone.
Lots of love.
Bye.
Bye-bye.